and Jungle Magnate. What a win this will be. Takes the Chairman's and now the Derby.
Adding that Group 1 win for the Connections and following a win on protest at Mornington going back a few weeks ago now. It's been a great time for the stable, the Mick Price, Michael Kent Jr. stable. Mick joins us this morning. Congratulations, Mick.
Thanks, Warren. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. And Adelaide's been a happy hunting ground for you in recent times. Let's start with Jungle Magnate. How did you see the race unfolding yesterday?
Well, I thought both him and Detonator Jack would blend in midfield. I thought John Allen will follow Zara and they'll be three deep with cover. And I was surprised to see them basically second last and last for a lot of the way and stuck down on the fence. So it wasn't unfolding how I thought, but look, he's very good at anticipating Zara. As he said, he could see a shuffle up in front of him, so out of there quickly. And, you know, luckily enough, had the horse to come off their backs and get going. He sort of hit the front too early, which is not an Mzara thing. He usually rides with a very good sense of timing, but he said, I didn't want to check his momentum. He surprised me, and I think the horse went out the 2,500 metres really well. It was a good win because he had to sort of... you know, get out of jail on the fence and come off their backs and be the widest horse and still hit the line. And I thought he hit the line pretty strongly. It was good.
Through your association with Tarzino, probably even a little bit more special yesterday. What could the future hold for Jungle Magnate?
Yeah, well, what do? You come, you know, you get your horses a four-year-old gelding and set him for the Caulfield Cup. I'd say that would be my first thought. You know, whether he's a Melbourne Cup horse remains to be seen, but that's what I'll be doing with him.
Exciting horse elation, Mark Zara aboard yesterday, and he had to overcome some difficulties, but perhaps he's just got the quality to be able to do that. Your thoughts on his performance yesterday?
Well, once again, you know, we thought we'd have a nice run in the race off the fence and then be able to come out when we want, but... I don't know, some races you get them playing jockeys against you and he had to sort of, he was out, then he was in. He wasn't going to get out, but, you know, he makes good decisions, Zara. So he made a sort of quick decision and got a week for it to go back to the fence. But it's probably the winning move rather than sit there like a dodo and, you know, just sit on heels. He got out and made a winning move and had to go back to the fence again, which is not great. You know, horses with momentum tend to want to be middle of the track and finishing off a stronger, you know, than ducking back down to the fence. But yeah, look, you've got to do what you've got to do. And I thought he was good. You know, he's definitely going to the paddock now. But you know, look, I know he hasn't, you know, beaten horses where you could, you know, really really rate him. But our opinion of him is very good. And we'll just have to work out what we do with him as a four-year-old. But he's definitely going to the paddock.
And that decision, is that so, as you say, you're going to make some decisions, but then you've got clear air and you can have a good lead into whatever you decide the grand final is in the spring?
Well, you'd like to make a decision now, wouldn't you? Because if you set him to come through maybe one or two group ones in Melbourne and go, the track is 3 weeks before the Golden Eagle... you go that way, or you just take the punt on wait for age racing and go towards the Cox Plate. I mean, he's got to step up. He's got to behave himself. He's a colt, and he's got to come up against better opposition. But it's either of the two. I'm not sure at this stage. But anyway, I'll have a good chat to Lindsay Maxted and Greg and Simon and nut it down. A bit further and make a decision.
Your gut feeling with the dealings you've had with him, can he develop into that Group 1 weight for age competitor, and as a colt that would make him incredibly valuable, being a son of So You Think?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? You know, he's a real stud master colt. You know, when people in breeding see him, they always comment he's very good. So he's a real stud master type colt. If it wasn't for the Golden Eagle, he'd be in the wait for age area and go to the Cox Plate. That is what he would be doing, because Look, you know, I suppose with Seamus Award and his own sire, so you think you can make a case for the Cox Plate being a race that can make a stallion? For sure. So, it's a bit of a head-scratcher at the moment between the two.
What did you make of the win of He's a Shocker at Flemington?
Oh, I don't think even God would have tipped that one, would he?
Gee, he works himself up in the mounting yard, Mick.
Yeah, he's a shocker like that, isn't he? You know, like he's... Junior sent me a video of him like walking into the mounting yard, and he said, this horse has just lost it, you know? But that's what he does. I don't know. He's just an unusual horse. But, look, the lads down at Warrnambool and Sarah down there, they've done a fantastic job with that horse because he came back from bone bruising. We sent him to scintigraphy and got a bone bruising diagnosis on him. So he's done a lot of work in heavy sand and Ladies Bay Beach and treadmills, and hopefully he has a really good prep because he's a pretty good horse, got a good motor in him. I'd like to see him settle down a bit better, but they're all different.
Before I let you go, just touch on Vizinari. Looks to be racing through the grades very well for your stable. What could lie ahead for him?
Going to make use of his rating. He's probably about an 80 rating now, and he'll go to the Caulfield meeting and run in the mile benchmark 84, and he'll be hard to beat there.
Great day yesterday, Mick. Hope you didn't get yourself into any trouble last night, as reportedly you did a couple of weeks ago in Adelaide. Hopefully you're safe and sound this morning. Thanks for joining us.
Don't you want?